This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 312 for Thursday, March 16th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market recovered from being in the red most of the day, only to surge late and end the day higher for the first time in 10 sessions. Chicago soy oil was up, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both down. After going into free fall on Wednesday, crude oil gained approximately $1.50 US per barrel today. The Canadian dollar was up 0.25 US cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $4.80 per ton at $755.80. In the U.S., corn was higher as well as soybeans. However, wheat showed weakness. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced yet another export sale of U.S. corn to China, this time 641,000 tons of old crop. Another 1.279 million tons were also purchased by China over the past 2 days. The USDA also reported that 1.236 million tons of old crop was booked for the week ended March 9th, down from 1.4 million in the previous week. The International Grains Council released its monthly estimates for 2022-23 earlier today, with global corn production down 0.3% from last month to 1.15 billion tons, with carryout up 0.4% at 256 million. The May corn contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.33. The USDA reported 665,000 tons of old crop soybean export sales for the weekend in March 9th, a six-week high. 220,000 tons of old crop soy meal, down 32% from the week before, as well as 35,000 tons of old crop soy oil were both sold. The National Oilseed Processors Association reported that 165.4 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in February, slightly below the average pre-trade estimate of 166.1 million. The IGC lowered its global old crop soybean production estimate by 2.1% to 370 million tons, while carryout was cut 3 million tons to 46 million. The May soybean contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.92. More than 336,000 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended March 9th, up 26% from last week and more than twice the amount from the same week last year. The Philippines was the top buyer at 122,000 tons. The IGC raised its global old crop wheat production estimate 5 million tons from last month to 801 million. World ending stocks were raised 1.4% to 286 million tons. Hardwood winter wheat acres in the U.S. will see little rainfall over the next week, while India's key wheat growing regions are at risk of heavy rains and hailstorms just before harvest. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.99. The May Kansas City hardwood wheat contract was unchanged at $8.20 U.S. per bushel. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.47. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.